Here's a summary of the point of our passage. It's quite true that unregenerate people are not naturally drawn to biblical preaching. Verse 4, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel. And Romans 10:14 says, but how are they to hear without a preacher? You won't reach unregenerate people with human cleverness or cunning or gimmickry or tampering with the message or other disgraceful, underhanded ways of handling the Bible or evading its hard truths. You might draw a crowd. You might even manage to make some religious hypocrites out of previously unchurched people. But entertaining and impressing them is not going to remove that veil from their hearts. Addressing the Word of God to their consciences is the only thing you can do that will remedy that moral and spiritual blindness. 1 Corinthians 1:21, since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. The gospel itself is the power of God to salvation. You yourself as a believer have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and abiding Word of God. And finally, listen to Jeremiah 23:28. Through 32. Here's what God says to Jeremiah the prophet. Let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, declares the Lord, who steal my words from one another. Behold, I am against the prophets, declares the Lord, who use their own tongues and declare, thus says the Lord. Behold, I am against those who prophesy lying dreams, declares the Lord, and who tell them and lead my people astray by their lies and their recklessness, when I did not send them or charge them, so they do not profit this people at all, declares the Lord. The Lord will use His word to call and convert people. And all those spiritual themes that Christian bloggers are finding in the latest movies, those things are ineffectual for that purpose. Don't exegete the movies. It's the word of God that God uses to penetrate hearts. Preach the word. Preach it with clarity and with conviction, without hesitation, without apology. Address the conscience of your listener. And I know the Lord will bless your ministry. Let's pray. Father, you've commanded us to preach the word in season and out of season. The instructions are clear. The strategy isn't complex. Forgive us for ever thinking we could improve on your chosen means for reaching a hostile and spiritually blind world. Give us grace. Make us steadfast. And may we stay at the task and not be discouraged, and not lose heart, but like the Apostle Paul, consistently proclaim not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. We pray in His name. Amen.